up. It's time for Baby Snuff. It's the Baby Snooks Show, starring Fanny Price as Baby Snooks, with Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, Bob Graham vocalist, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Look in once more on Sycamore Terrace, the habitat of Snooks, the obstreperous Higgins. Uh-oh, what's this? Daddy Higgins is rushing in the front door. I hope nothing is the matter.
Vera, guess what happened at the office today?
Couldn't have been too bad. Snooks was here with me.
Wasn't bad at all. It was good. I've been given a week's vacation.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear.
Ah, this is one day nothing can spoil my happiness. Which reminds me, where is Snooks?
He's out and back playing.
Oh, good. I can settle down with these travel folders in peace.
Howdy!
Oh, hello, Snooks.
What you doing?
I'm trying to pick out a resort hotel.
Why?
Well, if I find one I like, I'll take a room there.
Don't they have rooms there?
Now, you should know better than that. Now, leave me alone, will you?
You should know better than that.
If you're going to stay here, read some of these folders.
All right. Daddy, why do they charge more for Americans than they do for foreigners?
What?
Well, it says here, rates. American, $10. European, $5.
Oh, that refers to meals. With the American plan, the meals are included. With the European plan, the guests don't get any meals.
They don't get any meals?
No.
Don't they get awfully hungry?
I mean, you can buy your meals any place you want. But with the American plan, they come with the room. They throw in the meals.
They throw them in the room?
No. They're included with the price of the room. Of course, the total price depends on where your room is located.
It does?
Certainly. Oh. Now, this one is an old hotel. And it has no elevators, so naturally the lowest rooms are highest.
The lowest are highest?
That's right. The highest are the lowest. See?
Yeah. The roof is in the lobby.
No, I'm merely talking about the value of the rooms. The higher your room is, the lower it is.
Do they move?
In simple terms, the higher rooms are harder to get to, which makes them lower than the lower rooms, which are easy to reach, and so they are higher.
Hmm. That's in simple terms.
Yes. Don't you see? It's because they have no elevator. If they put in an elevator, it would change everything. Then, because of the view, the higher rooms would be higher and the lower rooms would be lower.
Daddy.
What?
Let's not go there.
I'm beginning to hate it myself. As a matter of fact, I can't tell a thing from these folders. Every place looks like the garden spot of the world. Mm-hmm. Come on, we'll go down to the travel bureau. They'll know. Well, here's the place. Let's go in.
Gee, it's pretty. Well, what do you know?
What?
Alaska is calling me.
Calling you? Well, that's just a poster. It doesn't mean you.
Well, he's pointing at me. I wonder what he wants.
He wants us to go to Alaska.
Well, how do you know you had a vacation?
Oh, don't be foolish. He wants everybody to go there.
I want to go to Alaska.
I'll be quiet.
I want to go to Alaska.
Snooks, what do I send you to school for? Do you realize what you just said?
What?
You said I ain't never been there.
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
Well, if I'm wrong, I apologize. What did you say?
I didn't say nothing about you. I said, I ain't never been there.
All right. I ain't never been there.
Ain't you been there either?
Oh, well, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Look at all these posters. Wonderful places to go, all around the room.
Yeah.
Alaska, Canada, the Caribbean, Egypt.
I want to go to the next one.
Let's see, Egypt. Khartoum?
No, restroom. I want to rest.
In due time. Now, wait till I talk to this clerk. Oh, how do you do?
Yeah.
I'd like to go away for a week.
So would I.
I mean with my family.
So do I.
But, Daddy, we don't even know them.
Look, I want to make a reservation in a summer resort.
Oh, don't be so dull.
Look here, what's the big idea?
You can't get a hotel reservation. There's simply no such thing. Why, the groundhog won't come out of his hole this year for fear some tourist will pop in.
I want to pop in a hole.
Chokes.
There is one hotel I can get you in. It's a very swanky place in the mountains.
How much will it cost me?
Oh, you don't pay them. They pay you.
A job? I should say not. Look, at least put me down on a list.
Oh, all right. What kind of a room do you want, hopeful?
One of the low-high ones in the cellar on the roof.
Oh, Snooks. I was trying to explain to her that the higher the room, the lower it is if there's no elevator.
I beg your pardon?
Well, the room is lower because it's higher. That is, oh, skip it.
Gladly. I might as well put you down for train tickets, too. Do you want uppers or lowers?
What's the difference?
If you try to answer that, you're on your own.
Well, it's very simple. One is more expensive than the other.
Which one?
The upper is the lower.
Huh?
Well, what's so complex about that? The upper is higher and you have to climb up to it, and that makes it lower.
Oh, I see. That's very simple.
Do you understand him?
No.
Now listen, the upper is higher and therefore it's lower because it's more inaccessible. The higher is the higher. I mean the lower is lower. That is, the lower is higher because, well, you see, it's easy to get into.
Yeah, but how do you get out of it?
Yep. Now, let me put it this way.
Never mind, she's confused enough.
Yes.
Call me if there are any cancellations. Come on, Snooks. We're going to get out of town if I have to pack up the car and take to the highway.
We're going to take to the highway?
Yes.
Why?
Well, why do you think?
Because the highway is the lower than the lower, and the lower is higher than the highway, and because the highway is higher than the
Bob Graham time again, and the popular young Paramount singing star gives us one of the last compositions from the pen of the late Jerome Kern, In Love in Vain.
It's only human for anyone to want to be in love, but who wants to be in love? In bed at night, you hang around the house and eat your heart out. and cry your eyes out and rack your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as she should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I am only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be in love in bed. That I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be in love in bed.
In Sycamore Terrace, Daddy's vacation is quickly slipping away. Since he can't get a reservation anywhere, he's going to take to the high road like a will of the wisp. So, with the car piled high with luggage and the family piled on top, it's bon voyage.
Adventure, here we come.
I like this trip. The scenery's so pretty.
We haven't started yet. Tie your shoelace. Oh. Are you comfortable back there, Vera?
As comfortable as I can be with three children on my lap.
All right, we're ready to go.
Where are we going?
Oh, on the high road of adventure. Where it ends, I know not. All I know is, we're off.
Whee! We're going! We stopped.
Just one thing before we start, Snooks. We're not going to make many stops. So, are you sure?
Yes, Daddy.
Are you positive?
Mm-hmm. I closed all the windows.
Did anybody else forget anything? What's he saying, Snooks?
He says he left something.
What did he leave?
He left the water running in the bathroom.
Good grief. It must be flooded by now.
Oh, it's all right.
Or did you turn the water off?
No, I put a bladder on the floor.
Oh.
Oh, don't get so excited, Lancelot. I turned the water off.
Well, that's a relief. Tie your shoelace, Snooks. Well, goodbye, Elm Street.
Goodbye, house. Goodbye, tree. Goodbye, lamppost. Hello, policeman.
What, already?
It's only the postman, dear. I wonder if he has any mail for us.
Oh, I'll get it, Mommy.
Oh, and I wanted an early start.
Well, better late than sorry.
Oh, it's just one letter, Mommy. It's from Roger's department store.
And we had to stop for that. Is it another bill?
No, it says, Dear Madman.
That's Madam, dear.
Oh, yeah. Dear Madam, we have good news for you.
Probably a sale of some sort.
Oh, Snooks, don't stand there reading it. Throw the letter away. And tie your shoelace, I said.
All right. Mommy. What's nylon?
Well, why do you ask?
There's a pair of them waiting for you at Roger's department store, and all you have to do is just bring the letter.
Lancelot!
I'm not backing up.
Lancelot?
Whee! That was some trip.
Here's your silly letter, madam. Well, so far, we're still in front of the house.
Now, is there any reason why we shouldn't start going and keep going?
I'm hungry.
Well, why didn't you think of that before?
I did. I thought of it. I would like another banana.
Then why didn't you say something?
Of course, my mouth was full of sponge cake.
Well, you'll just have to wait until lunch. Here we go.
Goodbye, house. Goodbye, grass. Goodbye, sidewalk.
Oh, that's our phone ringing.
Well, I'm not going to answer it.
Lancelot?
I certainly don't care. It's probably for you.
Well, oh, darn.
I want to go with you.
Cut across the lawn. We gotta hurry. Oh, what a trip this is.
Look out, Daddy. Look. What a trip that was.
Snooks, were you digging holes in the lawn again?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you yesterday to fill up the holes with dirt?
I did fill them up.
Then what's this big hole doing here?
That's where I got the dirt.
Just the ridiculous thing I'd expect you to do. Is there any reason why you must leave holes in the lawn?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can't bring them into the house.
Oh, come on back to the car. The phone has stopped ringing.
That's a tune. Who was it?
We didn't catch it. Hop in, Snooks. And your shoelaces untied again.
Oh, I'll tie it.
Well, Lancelot, you can't leave now.
That's what you think.
Goodbye, holes in the lawn. Goodbye, telephone. Goodbye, rope.
Yeah. Adventure, here we... Goodbye, rope there.
I started to tell you, Lancelot. He followed you out.
There he goes, down the block.
Bring him back, Snooks. We gotta get going.
He wants to know where you're going.
How should I know? I think I'm going to the insane asylum.
He said he'll meet you there.
Oh, I'll grab him myself. Gotcha. Now in the car you go. Well, this is it.
Adventure, here we come.
Oh, there's the phone again.
Well, let it ring. Nothing's going to stop me now. Nothing.
I think it was a blowout, Daddy. Ah! Why did you hit me?
You're always tying your shoelace.
Many years ago, my mother sang this song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in that good old Irish way, and I'd give the world that song to me to say. Ooh-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-la. Ooh-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra. Don't you cry. Bye.
old-timer in the rhythm field is given new life in the Carmen Dragon Manor. Fascinating rhythm. Pretty obvious that the Higginses are not going to get an out-of-town vacation, but that doesn't stop Daddy. No, sir. Being an imaginative and an inventive man, he has retired to his backyard where he's constructed his own summer resort, complete with all the comforts and discomforts of an expensive one.
Now, when this water fills the hole I dug, we'll have a real old-fashioned swimming pool. I wonder who'll be the first to go in.
The twins.
The twins? They are too young to swim. What makes you think they'll go in?
They were in it before you put the water in.
What? Oh, there they are, over there in the buggy. What's the matter with you?
I was only fooling.
Well, stop fooling. I told you to help Mummy with the lunch.
I did, and Mummy was making it, and Uncle Louie was packing it.
And what were you doing?
Eating it.
Is that making Mummy's work easier?
Sure, now she don't have to pack the pot I ate.
Well, try to be of more help to me. It's not easy making this backyard into a summer resort.
It don't look like a summer resort.
I wouldn't expect you to see it. It takes brains. Use your imagination. The garage is a cave. The apple trees are a forest. The incinerator is a moose.
That takes brains?
Why, certainly. It's like fun, like a game, to imagine the garage is a cave.
What's a car doing in a cave?
That's not a car. It's a bear.
Do you feel all right, Daddy?
I feel fine. What are you laughing at?
The bear had a blowout in his front paw.
All right, if you won't play ball, just leave me alone.
I want to play ball.
Now, don't be funny.
I want to play ball.
Now, stop that. If you want to help, you can run into the house for me.
What house?
Our house.
What's a house doing on a summer resort?
Touché. At least you agree this is a summer resort. Oh, by the way, where's Robespierre?
He was knocking over the campfire, so I put him in a little meadow with the babbling brook.
The meadow with the babbling brook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. That's using your imagination.
Yeah.
Just what is the little meadow with the babbling brook?
The garbage can.
Vera, will you get Robespierre out of the garbage can?
The garbage can? That's a fine place for him.
I thought so, too.
Young man, you come right out of there.
Well, Mr. Summer Resort owner, we're just about finished.
Not bad, if I do say so myself. This beats traveling the crowded highways to some moth-eaten resort. Imagine camping and sunbathing in your own backyard.
What are we going to call it?
Oh, something that aptly describes it. Like, Carmel in the Redwoods.
Or, Laguna by the sea.
Or Higgins near the alley.
Now, let's all lie down and relax in the sun. Come over here, Snooks. I'll row down your sunsuit and you'll get tan good.
I didn't do nothing.
Who said you did?
Then why are you going to tan me?
The sun will tan you, not me. Boy, I'm glad I saved this old bathing suit of mine. It's as good as new.
No, it ain't. It's got two holes in it.
Where?
In the knees.
Well, it might interest you to know that I wore this bathing suit the summer I met your mother.
Hmm. And she married you.
Yes. Look what came of it. The twins, Robespierre, Snooks. Snooks. Sometimes I wish I had that summer to live over again.
Well, dear, this is no time for wishful thinking. Come on, let's eat.
All right, I'll start the fire and we can roast the weenies. There. Mr. Mudge's garage will shelter it from the wind. Vera, come help me carry the weenies. Snooks, gather some more wood.
Where?
In the forest, in the cave. Use your imagination.
All right. Here's a bunch of old driftwood over here. If I didn't know it was driftwood, I'd say it was a baby carriage. On a fire. Oh, and there's an old fallen tree. I'll knock the table legs off it. I'll put it on the fire. Lucky the fire's next to a cave. If it was a garage, it would burn down. Oh, I better call the fire department.
Fire department.
I want to report a fire.
What's burning?
Mr. Mudge's cave.
We'll be right... Did you say cave?
Yeah, and you better hurry. The bear is catching on fire.
Bear? In Sycamore Terrace, what kind of a bear?
A 1939 Ford with red paws.
Are you kidding me?
No, you better come over right away. Oh, everything's on fire.
Why, this is outrageous. They can't put me in jail.
Well, they did. The judge says 7 days for destroying public property. And this is where you spend them, bud.
Oh.
Daddy, look what I've got for you.
What?
The man at the travel bureau says you're the luckiest man in the world.
Very funny. And why?
Because he's got reservations for you for the week at 4 different resorts.
Oh, yeah?
Miss me. Come on. You thought I'd get close to the bars like this where you could...
This has been the new Baby Snooks Show, starring Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and the young town hop singing star Bob Graham.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.